Phone lines available. Again, we thank Linda from Boca calling in this morning and giving a gift of $25. And I need to bring this down just a little bit because I want you to know that we have an angel right here in Stewart giving a $2,000 matching funds challenge to get the morning started.
Thank you, Lord.
And so if you'd like to give this morning, not only are you just giving, you're going to have your gift matched up from an angel in Stewart. All right, a $2,000 matching funds gift. So give us a call. We're going to have until 8 o'clock to do this. So we've got about an hour and 11 minutes in this challenge. A $2,000 matching funds challenge. Angel in Stewart. Now, what's an angel?
Well, excuse me,
Tom.
You
said we have... That's an angelic being.
Well, it is, but you said until 8 o'clock, but it's like...
I mean, until 9 o'clock.
No, okay. Please, yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at the wrong thing. A $2,000 matching funds challenge. We've got an hour and 11 minutes. I got okay. that part right.
You got that okay. part right. Okay.
All right.
Praise God.
But I get so excited, my wires get crossed.
That's all right.
All right, but this angel in Stewart, now what is an angel? That's someone that wants to remain anonymous. They're giving a $2,000 matching funds challenge to get the morning started.
Praise the Lord.
All right, so give us a ring. 888-221-8990.
Oh, Lord, I love you. Has come, overwhelming joy is mine. You are mine. Your glory shines down. I am changed forever. Forever. Has quickly won my heart. Your love and your faithfulness surrounds me every day. Oh Lord, I love your ways.
I love your ways. Here on the Good News Station this morning, our time 7:53. Karen and David are here. We have Cynthia and Kathy out at the phones ready to take your call. We're geared up for a good morning here this morning. And already, first thing this morning, we have a friend over here in Stewart, sister giving a gift of $2,000 in matching funds. How about that? $2,000 in matching funds. We've got until 9 o'clock. I got all excited, and I was trying to get it done in 11 minutes. But we had until 9 o'clock to raise this $2,000. I wonder if someone out there, maybe you haven't given before, you might want to call us and let our angel friend match up your gift. Now, this is how it works. When you call and give, you just give your regular amount. Maybe you've been thinking about giving a gift of $20. Well, when you call it in, our angel friend over there is going to add $20 to your gift. That's called matching funds that are available. Now, this would be a good way to get started this morning and make sure that WCNO reaches our goal of $195,000. And call that pledge in. The number, Karen, is?
That toll-free number is 888-221-8990.
888-221-221.
I wasn't looking at you.
89-90. That's what it is. And we have a local number, don't we, David?
Well, yes, sir. We sure do. 772-221-1100.
And we also have a website that you can give at. Now, this morning, as we get closer to 9 o'clock, well, it's going to get a little busy, I bet. And
I think so.
Not that I'm a gambling person, but but if I were, I would wager that it's going to get a little busier as time goes on. So we've got $2,000 in matching funds available. If you call right now, whatever you give will be doubled up. That would be a big thing. And so up to $2,000, our angel is going to match your gift. The lines are open at 888-221-8990. And we were sharing with you earlier today from the 51st Psalm. I was awakened last night, couldn't get back to sleep, and the Lord kind of directed me over here to Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Thy loving kindness is better than life. You know that?
Yes, I do.
And you think about the loving kindness of God and David crying out, have mercy upon me, O God, according to the loving kindness. How much love does God have in his heart?
You know, the NIV says, according to your unfailing love.
Unfailing love. Does not fail.
Cannot fail.
Cannot fail. The love is there. So have mercy, Lord, upon us today as we attempt to do something good for you. We have an angel giver giving $2,000 in matching funds. That's a good thing.
That's an excellent thing.
We have volunteers out at the phones ready to take the call. That's a good thing. I've got David and Karen here. That's sort of a good... No, that's a good thing, too. I'm just trying to keep you humble.
This is one of those moments we were talking about earlier where we laugh together.
That's right.
Right, yeah.
But David and Karen are here, and that is a really good thing for me.
Right answer, Tom.
Big big help to me. And the other thing that we have is we've got you, the listeners out there, listening, and that's a good thing too. So when we got all this goodness going around, why not share it a little bit and pick up the phone and give us a call and let our friend here in Stuart match up your gift. Now we have just about 3 minutes or less before about two minutes or so before the top of the hour, so we have until 9 o'clock to meet this $2,000 matching funds challenge. And I truly hope that those of you that are listening will join us right away with that gift of support. We have James from Vero Beach calling in, getting it started with a gift of $100. That leaves us $1,900 to go in matching funds. Good morning, James. God bless you. Our prayer is that the Lord will pour out an abundance of love and grace into your life today. As you have blessed us, may the Lord bless you.
Amen.
If you had intended on sending in your pledge card, you had received the letter, and if you haven't done that as yet, just give us a call and let us know you're sending it in. I don't know how many calls I took yesterday from all of those. Oh, you know, I have the pledge card right here, and I just haven't done it yet. And so they were calling to let us know that it was on its way.
Right? Well, if you call and you're sending it in, please just put a little note there that, you know, it was called in already,
right?
So that we don't count it twice, especially if you're including the response card. You know,
we need to
know that. But if you do have that response card and you haven't called it in, and you just want to call and let us know it's on the way, well, make the note on there, call us, and then we don't have to send you a new letter. You can put it in the envelope you have and send it our way, but we can count it today.
That's right. Everything counts.
Is that as confusing as I can make it?
I mean, I've had, you know, several people that I've already mailed the check this morning.
Just letting you know that it's coming in.
The other part of that, we need to remind people that we know the Lord puts it on the hearts of his children to give. And this has happened to me. I know it's happened to you all. And to those who are listening this morning, it may have just happened. where God has put it on your heart to give a certain amount to this radio station, and you've said to